Good morning. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banco BPM Strategic Plan 2020-2023. You may download the presentation from the Banco BPM corporate website. After the presentation, there will be a Q&A session reserved to financial analysts only. I will now leave the floor to Mr. Giuseppe Castagna.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you very much for being with us also today for this very important for us strategic plan presentation. Of course, we would have hoped to be in a different situation, not affected by the environment that you are experiencing during these days. But notwithstanding that, we were very determined and convinced that the best solution to be very open and transparent also in difficult situation, and we would like so therefore to present what is our plan, what are our strategic options, what are our action that we think we can implement during the plan time lag, even in a situation like this. Let me spend some words, first of all, to thanks all my colleagues and all my staff for being in a business as usual situation also during this week. Our bank is open, our branch are open, my colleagues are working every day in a normal situation, even though, of course, the sudden outbreak of the COVID-19 has been affecting our activity in some way. Let me explain what we are doing on a day-by-day situation, activities. We, of course, immediately set up a crisis committee governing the emergencies to secure ordinary operation, to secure the continuity business support for our clients. Of course, our commitment is at maximum level in order to minimize impact on clients, on colleagues, on their families, and to ensure, of course, a responsible role for the overall economic system. We feel also this is an opportunity for the bank to show the commitment toward its territory and its community. The implication on the plan, of course, the plan has been rooted on a pre-emergency consensus macroeconomics, fine-tuned, of course, day by day with taking account of the actual indicators. We have preferred to extend 1 year the business plan from 2022 to 2023 in order to give the opportunity to deploy all the action that will be taken during the plan to realize full targets. Of course, we have also imagined to test and to stress our plan with what we call the V-shaped scenario, in which we imagine a below zero growth in 2020. Even under this scenario, the strategic plan is resilient across the main action and the main targets, in particular in terms of capital, sustainability, and shareholders' remuneration. What are the main output with we want to convey to you today? First of all, let's have a look to the recent past. We have been going through the only real merger under ECB during the last 3 years, building up a bank which is now the third bank in Italy with 4 million of clients, with a very clear strategic vocation as a commercial bank, building over the year a solid capital position with reducing the risk profile. As you know, the presence in of our bank is especially in what we consider the richest area of our country, even though now are affected the most by this contingent situation. I think that also we have to stress the credibility of our team, the capability to deliver a very performing track record well ahead of the schedule of the first business plan, even in a very complex macroeconomics and regulatory environment. I think that the capability to deliver exceeding cost savings, de-risking, capital generation, without requesting additional funds to shareholders was maybe the main target that we reached during the first three-year plan. But we also were able to build a strong capitalization. We were able to terminate 2019 with a very solid profitability, which paved the way to a very consistent and credible four-year strategic plan. We would like to give you some flavor about what we are already doing and we will continue to perform in terms of sustainability, of building a sustainable bank for the future in terms of digital omnichannel banking opportunity. Of course, you know very well that we have on page 5 successfully completed the integration. I wouldn't go through what you already know. The launch of the digital transformation program is already in place. We were able to complete the migration in a very short time frame. And you know very well that we were able to de-risk and reorganize and simplify the bank organization in order to deploy the further step, which is the full digital transformation. Let me start from a solid point, the track record on capital generation. On the left of page 6, you see the implication and the need that we were obliged to perform in order to build over the past three years the capital impact coming from de-risking, regulatory headwinds, and additional impacts that you very well know. The total absorption was more than 1,100 basis points in terms of Common Equity Tier 1 capital. Notwithstanding that, we were able to present quarter by quarter a resilient capital position, almost in line with the 12% of Common Equity Tier 1 over the last 3 years, constantly improving up to 12.8 in the last quarter 19. At the same time, the risking allowed us to reducing to 52% from 162 the Texas ratio. And also, I would stress that this prudent approach allow us to significantly improve the MDA buffer, which has been enforced also last year and beginning of this year through the issuing of AT1 instruments. Of course, this is a further demonstration for allowing us a secure and constant dividend distribution for our shareholders. The main driver of the last plan were basically based on the risking and cost saving. I would start from cost saving, which is on the top left side of slide 7, in which we can see how we almost doubled the cost synergies of the original business plan. We reached the total saving for almost 500 million, 482 million, which taking in account in actual growth is around 600 million of cost synergies, equal to 20% of the previous business plan. This shows how the flexibility that we have in driving the cost depending of the revenues capability that we from time to time are able to perform is one of the main tools that we were able and are still able to perform in order to be more flexible in terms of cost. Of course, most of this was done through the risking that you already know. I want only to underline how also the UTP coverage during the three-year plan was exceeding for 12 full point the coverage forecast of the initial business plan. Just few words about the revenues of the previous plan. Most of the analysts ask for the unrealized revenues of the former business plan. We are trying only on slide 8 to show how most of the elements which didn't allow us to reach the performance forecast in the plan were due by exogenous factors. Likewise, Euribor going to minus 0.34 rather than plus 10 basis point, the GDP growth which was much less strong than what we forecast, the perimeter which is changed due to the disposal of GSTL, of Banca Depositaria and others, the reduced contribution to NII from the strong reduction in UTP, more than 5 billion vis-à-vis the business plan. The residual 300 million in lower revenues are counterbalanced by the 300 million of cost saving exceeding the business plan. Let's have a look on page 9 to the final results and the final target of 2019 balance sheet. As you know, we are back finally to the dividend distribution, 4% dividend yield. We have built up a solid capital position with an MDA buffer of almost 300 basis points. We have reached 5.2% of net NPE ratio with a solid liquidity position. Also in the commercial activities, I would say there are signals of improvement. Likewise, the constant growth in core performing loans, almost 3% year on year, the increase in deposit and accounts, more than 8% year for year, and the increase in asset under management, even though lower than our competitors. This was done not forgetting our digital origin, especially driven by the WeBank knowledge and know-how, both in the family banking customer on the left side and on SME customer. We have continued to develop updating on digital banking, both on the private, again, with the many WeBank app that we developed over the year, the many tools for purchasing directly on digital family and modern insurance, and also on SME customer, which will be specifically the driving of the new business plan. We are developing many instruments to have a fully digital offer for small business, which we'll go through this in the next page. Let me say also on page 12 that we are deeply involved in our communities. As you know, we come from more than 10 previous Banche Popolari, cooperative banks with a strong rooting into the territory, and we will continue to invest and to support our territory as we are doing also in this occasion. Here I just wanted to mention some of the many contributions we are trying to give to the community in terms of social support, art work restoring, sports, and general need of our territory. I just want to remember that we have in our statutory the possibility to give to the territory up to 2%, 2.5% of our profits. Let's pass to the current situation. On page 14, we have an outlook of the current global economy we are facing. Of course, apart from the recent outbreak of the COVID-19, the situation was in any case not very clear and safe. Slowdown in global trade due to the trade war, uncertainty from U.S.-Iran tension. The EU economy measures taken in the last part of 2019 in terms of TLTRO renewal, quantitative easing restart in the measure of 20 billion per year, potential economic fallout of Brexit. Likewise, the Italian situation, which was in the last quarter worse than in the full year 2019. Also, the regulatory landscape is not, I would say, favorable to the development in terms of potential lending to the system. The Basel IV implementing standards, the new guidelines on calendar provisioning, the guidelines in terms of new definition of default. Likewise, the opportunity that PSD2 gives to new competitors, of course, make enough sense to understand that our industry is always in a very competitive scenario. The main assumption that we kept for the plan are the one that you see on the right side. As I was mentioning before, the only difference is given from the sustainability of the capital and the dividend distribution, even in what we call the V-shaped scenario. As you see, we have imagined a neutral scenario as a base case, but also we have tested this scenario vis-à-vis this reduction below zero of the GDP growth for 2020. The key point of the plan are developed in order to address key stakeholders' expectation. Of course, in this page, we try to mention the major stakeholders of the bank, which are clients, employees, regulators, investors, rating agencies. The plan is done in order to fulfill what we think are their expectations vis-à-vis the further development of our bank. Of course, to build up a customer-centric service model, highly specialized, but as well highly digital, a steady growth for our investors of recurring earnings and sizable dividend stream, a reduction in the utilization of TLTRO, which is something that rating agency regulators would like to see in the next year for our bank, the robust capital buffer and a continued de-risking in order to satisfy the target that also ECB is giving in order to for a normalized banking industry. Of course, not forgetting our employee, our people, we would like to continue a story of growth. We are very proud to be composed by many local regional banks that have become together with the possibility to give opportunity also to our people and to attract talent from other banks to build up the third Italian bank. This is the page. On page 16, basically you see the main drive and the main target of our strategic plan. We have an ROTE growing of 4 basis points from 6.8 to 7.2%, 40 basis points. Of course, I have to remember that the total revenues coming from 2019 were generated with a good contribution from NFR and from the sales of some HTC govies, from some contribution, let's say, not forecasted from some of our stakeholdings. What is our target is to try to substitute with a more stable and recurrent core revenue scenario the target that we already basically have reached in 2019. So it's a very small growth in terms of target of revenues, but boosted by an increase of 2% of core revenues. Of course, we will give you all the details why we think this is feasible for our bank. The same, I would say, applied to the cost income is reducing to 2%, but we have an enormous flexibility under this ratio. Of course, we wanted to build up a plan which was not only on cost, and in doing that, we had to foresee investment in people, investment in IT, investment in banking transformation. Of course, all this is very much linked, as we showed in the first business plan, to the capability to the bank to increase revenue stream. So I would say that the more certain figure is this cost-income ratio, because if not driven by revenues, would be driven by reduction in cost. Gross NPL ratio going down only with ordinary workout below 6% to 5.9%, cost of risk down to 51 basis points, with the three main assumptions that we have focalized for this business plan. 250 basis points of MDA buffer throughout the entire plan, 800 plus million of dividend distribution over the plan, 40% at minimum of dividend payout over the four year of the business plan. These three targets are fully confirmed under the V-shaped scenario. On page 17, you see the four key ESG-driven pillars for building these targets. How do we get to a sizable shareholders' remuneration? Through a sustainable development of the core business, a digital-enabled operating model with high flexibility in the cost, a continued asset quality improvement, and a further strengthening of the balance sheet. Let's start from the commercial model. As you know, we have not only reorganized our commercial network, but also specialized our two main subsidiaries, which are 100% owned by the bank. Banca Aletti, on the left side, will be the driver for the wealth management growth, not only for their own private high net worth individual client, but also for what we call the affluent segment, which is the segment which includes clients from 100,000 worth of deposit to 1 million. We have further segmented this segment in order to have a better business proposition for each cluster. Of course, in the family, we will foster also the development of robo-advisor, artificial intelligence, in order to reach also the more numerous, sizable target of family business, even though, of course, this would be driven mostly by bank assurance and consumer loans growth. On the right side, you see the corporate and SME segment. We are already, I think, very well considered in terms of the corporate activity we have performed during these last 3 years. We want to strengthen this experience through a better and more integrated activity with our investment bank, Banca Akros, which will finally deploy their instrument also to foster and support what we call the enterprise cluster, which is done by clients from 5 to 75 million. This will be a sort of corporate-driven activity in order to give also to mid-sized SME company the opportunity to grow into the capital markets activity, derivatives, and so on. Meanwhile, for what we call the small business activity, you see that we have posted a digital omnichannel. We want basically to reach over the plan horizon a full digital offer, and we are already at a very good point in order to reach the small business activity directly with the omnichannel tools. Very quickly, but I'm really proud and happy to present also how we think we can develop this activity. I wouldn't comment all the data, but in my opinion it's important to show you why we feel so confident. Let's start from wealth management. Of course, a considerable part of our developing and revenues generation will be done through Wealth Management Commission. We imagine to grow 6% of a CAGR accumulated over the business plan, which means almost 200 million of more commission. This is only trying to reach the same level of ratio asset under management on direct funding, which characterizes our best competitors. On the left side, you see that we are still at 54% in this ratio, and our best peers are much higher than us. On the top of the right side of the page 19, you see that our target is not to reach the percentage of our competitors, but we will be on target only increasing from 54% to 69%, this important ratio between direct funding and asset under management. Of course, for family business, as I mentioned before, we have still a gap to complete vis-a-vis our competitor, driven mainly by the recent reorganization that we had in both this activity with the new partnership with Agos as far as the former BPM network and with Cattolica for all the bank insurance business. Another, I think, way to see this growth is on the bullet point 3 on the right side of the page. You see that already in the last quarters of 2019, we were able to increase dramatically the product placement to our client, and I have to say that this is continuing also in the first quarter of this year. Of course, making an exception for the last week, but we have maybe overcoming the results of the last quarter 19, also in the first quarter 2020. And if you compare the growth, annualizing the growth of the last quarter 19, the gap between what we have done and what is the target is much more realizable and achievable. I already mentioned that Banca Aletti will be at the center of this business, not only because they will increase the number of private bankers. We want to increase 20% our private bankers team, as well as we want to increase 10% our affluent relationship manager in a very rich segment of our clients. We have also, on the right side of page 20, remember that we have 9 billion already there in our customer account, ready to be shifted in asset under management. This will foster, since the beginning of the year, our activity in this transformation. We are also to double our investment center specialist placed in Banca Aletti, but which gives support to the entire network. The two main drivers on the left side will be, again, specialization and technological scale-up. As far as the retail activity, again, the focus is on bank assurance and consumer finance, again, due to the new recent reorganization of our network under Agos and Cattolica joint venture. On the right, you see the selected KPIs, plus 25% on consumer finance gross annual production, which is a sort of repeated business of what we already do in Agos, but of course increased by the former BPM network. We have an increase of almost 30 million in the non-life bank assurance commission. Again, this is only trying to reach the best practice of our competitors, and of course foster all this with the reduction, the cost to serve, and a better and extended capability from generating a digital base in analytics data in order to increase the multi-channel marketing automation. We think that we will be able to reach 23 million, three times what we currently do in terms of client interaction year on year, with an hit rate which should be doubling from 15% to 30% at the end of the business plan. Let's pass to the corporate. As I already mentioned before, this is maybe the cluster of clients in which we have already reached a very good target and consideration from the market. Our market share has been increasing from the natural 80% to 10% during the last business plan. Our target is to reach 12% of market share over the plan horizon. As you can see, the growth in loans is in line, a bit lower than what we have already experienced over the last 3 years, from 4.7 of CAGR for the former plan to 3.8 for this new plan. Of course, introducing, and we will see that on the next page, some new business line which basically will foster the vast majority of the core revenues growth that you see on page 22. All these, of course, boosted by the results we are already achieving in structured finance and in trade and expert finance, and exploiting the strength of Banca Akros, which during the last years has been able to become the first player into the third-party intermediaries on Italian bond market, the third player in terms of Italian stock market and certificates, and has started in 2019 a very profitable and promising M&A activity, which amount for the first year of activity to 1 billion of the business generated. Just an explanation how we think to reach these results. Again, a strengthened client-centric coverage model. We have increased the collaboration, and we will see the effect fully deployed over this year with Salesforce in order to have an upgrade on our commercial planning solution to offer to our customers based on the integration of information between the relationship manager and the product expert. Let me spend some word on the left of this slide, 23, for the partnership and the new business we were mentioning before. We have set up in 2019 an activity in structural expert finance with the collaboration of the main banks or global banks introducing to this business. We have developed 400 million of new activity only in 1 year. We think we can reach 1.8 billion by the end of the plan. We are leveraging on agreement with private debt investors in order to empower our originate to share this solution business, for which we think we can increase our book of 1 billion. We are increasing the partnership with the leader player in specialty finance on public administration, for which we think we can double the business over the next 3 years with 1 billion more of activity, as well as we are in the moment fully exploit what we have developed during the last months, which is the launch of a supply chain finance business solution together with the leading fintech owned by Team System. For SME segment, as I mentioned before, we have many opportunities. This is maybe our new target for enterprises. The first indication on the left side is that we see significant room for growth in high potential areas. Just to mention some example, we are we have an area in which we are very, very strong, close to 20% of market share, like Verona, Novara, Alessandria, Lucca. We are very strong also in Milan. But just to make an example, few kilometers away from these stronghold areas, we are very low penetrated. Just to make an example, Novara versus Cuneo or Torino in Piedmont, Verona versus Vicenza, Treviso, Padova in the Veneto region, Lucca versus Firenze in Tuscany, Modena versus Bologna in Emilia-Romagna. This is just to mention that, of course, if our organization has been enough good to reach this market share in this region, we are investing in new people. We think we can, I don't expect to close the gap, but for sure to increase the market share in the under-penetrated areas. We also think that this is a segment, due to the recent reorganization, full reorganization for this segment, to exploit a better collaboration with our product specialists. And we'll, although we are foreseeing not so big growth like we have seen in the corporate, we think that we can reach a 2.4% of core revenues CAGR growth vis-à-vis a almost 2% of customer loans growth. Also in this case, let me say some difference between the two main segments in the SME area. As I mentioned before, we have now set up a new specialized and vertical responsibility for enterprise from 5 to 75 million. This will be driven by this new corporate-driven activity in order to upsell the cross-selling and the wholesale banking products. Meanwhile, we think on the small business, we are in the process to develop and deploy a digital omnichannel solution, which will allow us to reach all the more than 330,000 clients that we have in our book. Let me give you the first example of this partnership we are developing. We have recently signed a very interesting open banking, I would call it, partnership with one of the main digital integrator, ERP digital integrated for SMEs, which is Team System. We have a potential which is very, very big, again, vis-à-vis our 330,000 small business clients. We have a potential target customer of 1.3 million. Only 100,000 are already are common customer between us and Team System. 200,000 are only Banco BPM client. 1 million are only Team System client. What we want to do is to offer to all these clients an experience for digital integration, invoice management, payments, financing, and ERP solution. This will go through a launch of a bundle offer, current account, integrated invoice financing, light ERP solution, value-added services, contributing not only to increase the customer base, but also to grow and to increase the cross-selling proposition. This is going through what I already mentioned before, the deployment of a digital supply chain financial services on the Team System platform, which will be financed and funded both with funds and equity, also by ourselves with our new proposed agreement. I think that this gives you a bit the sense of the strategy that I already mentioned many times before for our bank to be partner with the best in class in the different client segment in order to offer either a state-of-the-art specialization or a full digital service, minimizing the cost to serve and increasing the reaches of our target. Let pass to the page 28 to a transition to a fully omnichannel model and a paperless relationship with client. This is going through the omnichannel evolution I was speaking before, and you will see in a moment also the investment we will be devoting to this activity. We have scaled up what we called before the customer center, which now will be our digital branch organization. We will strengthen and increase more than two times the FTE and the commercial focus on these activities, which was in the first 3 years of the plan, also due to the merger and the problem that we experienced, mostly devoted to a reactive proposition to the client. In the new digital branch, of course, this will be inverted. We will have two-thirds of the population devoted to deploy to client the digital solution and suggested by the CRM platform, and only 100 people mostly in a reactive mood. This will allow us to reduce further the branch network. I remember we started the merger with 2,500 branch. We are now down to 1,727. Our target is to reduce another 200 branch over the plan horizon, mostly branch which we call transactional, so branch with few people, mainly counter people, which of course do not contribute anymore, also due to the interest rate scenario, to the profitability of the bank. So our target is to offer an integrated omnichannel offer to our retail client, increasing instead the specialization into what we call the hub or the relationship branch, which are the bigger, the stronger, and the one that are able to generate value added in the business proposition. Of course, this will pass through also an evolution of our people in terms of turnover of new skill, IT skill, or commercial specialized skill, for which we will devote the majority of the new program for upskill our people. We have imagined in our business plan an evolution which will bring to a reduction of the cost of the HR cost, going down from 1,700,000,000 to 1,660,000,000. Of course, in this, offsetting the natural growth that we would have experience if we include the new collective labor agreement and the investment for our people, but thanks to the voluntary retirement scheme and ordinary turnover, we think we can reach a reduction also in cost of personnel. All our initiative will be devoted to specialist profile, both hired externally, both internally driven, which of course hiring also of new skills as far as digital, data scientists, security experts are concerned. Our investment, and this is again a tool of flexibility that we have for our business plan. Of course, in order to enhance the infrastructure and be able to offer a cloud solution to accelerate the time to market for our business, the data analytics tool, the automation tool, to increase the partnership for an open banking approach, we have embedded in our plan a very strong increase in investment. We are passing through 330 million in the first 3 year plan to 600 million in the 4 year plan that we have had. And also the digital related investment will pass from 90 million in the previous plan to 250 million in this new plan. Globally, as you see on below on the right side of the slide, we will go passing, increasing 40% the annual average investment in IT, passing from 110 million to 160 million. Needless to remember that, again, this is a plan done for the growth. So if we will be able to experience the growth we are envisaging, this will be the linked and correlated investment that we will be doing, also to prepare the bank for the future. We cannot stand with the old-fashioned product service, customer cost to serve proposition to our client, which is not enabled by full digital transformation. So we don't renounce to have a good investment plan, but of course this investment plan will be used with the most possible flexibility in order to match the increase in revenues we will experiencing during the year plan. Few words about the ESG holistic approach. Based on a solid governance, we would give to the board and to the risk and control committee the oversight of all our ESG strategy and governance. We will link, of course, the executive remuneration to ESG achievement. We will try to spread out the culture and the value of sustainability throughout our four key areas, environmental, clients, people, community. I don't have to remember that, of course, this has been the base of our growth also during the past 3 years. Just to mention some of the main action we are already in place, or we will develop furthermore, on page 33 you see how we will be devoting to certificates, some rating in the environmental and area, how we will be reaching 100% of usage of renewable energy. We are almost there. We will still reduce CO2 emission. We will devote to clients a series of investment for ESG, a series of amount for ESG investment, both directly through lending into specific area, both with the across activity in both sides, through a social bond issue by the bank and through the placement of ESG bonds, in which Agros is already one of the main players. In terms of people, we are again upskilling our people with increasing to 700,000 the day person formation. We will distribute over the 4 years of the plan more than 20 million of grants to community programs, social and environmental. We will increase the corporate volunteering hours from 7,000 to 12,000. And last but not least, we will devote even more efforts to be a long-standing partner with the Italian Association for Cancer Research, for which we are the sole banking support and for which we have started a 5-year partnership in 2019. Where we will focus our effort for reaching this result? Of course, we have experienced, I would say, an exceptional performance in both disposal on the left side and workout on the right side during the last 3 years. We have been one of the four banks which mostly more reduced the stock of NPL. I have to stress that we did that on the vast majority of the stock held at the moment of the merger and without recourse to capital injection. On the right side, we stressed how we were able year by year to overperform the NPE inflows at least by 1 billion, in 2018 by 2 billion of net NPE delta positive results, and this was, of course, fostered by the UTP coverage, which increased 11 full points versus 7 of our peers. The result that we aim to reach is 5.9% in terms of NPE gross ratio and 3% net through credit risk data warehouse, to credit policy strengthening, monitoring and early warning system evolution, which has allowed us to detect earlier in the roadmap the non-performing loans, and a new dedicated UTP management approach, splitting UTP into core and non-core activity. This will bring a reduction of cost of risk to 51 basis points, maintaining strong coverage ratios in the region of 60% for bad loans and 40% in UTP. These are the tools that we utilize for our asset quality reduction. Let me just say that on the rollout of the new specialized management approach in UTP, we will be focalized into a core portfolio with a focus on maximization of cure rate and repositioning in performing of these loans, and on a non-core portfolio, which of course has a focus of maximization and speed up of recovery in line with the calendar provision. The global effect will be a reduction of the UTP stock of almost 3 billion over the time frame. Balance sheet. We still are working on bettering our balance sheet through a reduction and an alignment of our Italian govies on the total portfolio in the region of 40% in line with peers average. We have in mind specific action not only to right size the balance sheet, but also, of course, to foster the Common Equity Tier 1 increase with three kind of specific action. The first one is the reduction of 1 billion in our real estate portfolio, which will free up to 20 basis points of Common Equity Tier 1, 500 million which are already identified. We will go through this disposal starting from 2020 but continuing over the time frame of the plan. We have, as you all know, the sale of equity participation with an impact of 40 basis points coming from the potential reduction in Agos and the disposal of Selma, Factorit, and ProFamily, which will free up 40 basis points of contribution, removing capital burden for these which will not consider strategic assets. Finally, we will start, and we already started with the first a new dynamic activity on the, our book, on our loan book, in particular with SME clients, no impact on client relationship and on NII, with some synthetic securitization on the existing loan portfolio, which year by year should give a contribution from 15 to 20 basis points in terms of Common Equity Tier 1. Let me ask you to give an eye to the optimization of the funding mix over this last year, I would say. We have closed very much the gap between us and our competitor, and we will try to do that over the plan in order also to converging on rating agency expectation. As you know, we have started to switch from TLTRO funding to market wholesale funding. In doing that, we were able to reduce and close the spread differential with our competitor. We mentioned three examples on the left side, which show the appreciation from investor of this new policy. The senior preferred reduced very much the gap vis-à-vis the BTP reduction, and the same was for Tier 2 and Tier 1 product. On the right side, we will give you the roadmap to reduce up to 3.5 billion, starting from 21 billion, the TLTRO in December 2023, the maximum take up vis-à-vis the 16.9 billion is already reached in December 19 is 14 billion during the 4-year business plan. Finally, let's pass to the financial target and the capital work. We will start from 2019 12.8 fully phased CET1 ratio. The key per capital targets are on the left side, the main guidance in terms both MDA buffer 2.5% and common equity tier ratio more than 12%. In this case, we will also leverage on the further efficiency given by the CRD5 directive from 2021, and this will help us to reach a 12.5 results in our plan for 2023, allowing us to distribute cumulative dividends for 800 plus million over the plan horizon, and with an average payout of equal or higher than 40%. Let me stress that these results will be confirmed, both capital buffer and dividend distribution, also under the V-shaped economic scenario that we presented in the first page of the presentation. Going further, just a few minutes of your patience and I am done. I think this 43 is a slide that most of you were expecting. This is done, of course, as usual, on our side under very conservative assumption. We are trying to give you the more transparent understanding of the headwinds impacting both on the upside of the slide on the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio and on the lower part on the Pillar 2 requirement. As far as the fully phased CET1, we will have 90 basis points of impact in 2020, mostly driven by EBA guidelines. Needless to say that the large vast majority of these could be driven by the potential LGD waiver not given during the year or not, so this is the main aspect. 2021, very negligible. 2022, fostering and factorizing already in a fully phased mood the Basel IV framework for the year forward. So global cumulative offset of 200 basis points. This would not impact the capital generation, the capital buffer that we will continue to have for MDA, which will be consistently in the region of 300 basis points. If we go on the Pillar 2 scenario and we introduce also calendar provisioning, we will try to give you a year-by-year impact. Starting from few basis points in 2021, we are going up to a total cumulative consideration of 60 basis points, which will be reducing after 2025. These 60 basis points will be potentially much more than compensated by the efficiency offered by CRD5 regime. So also for this, we don't think we can, we think we can respect the guidelines also on MDA. Finally, the total wealth creation for our shareholders in the hypothesis of an 800 plus capital distribution, this will bring to a tangible book value increasing of 1.2 billion, which bring to a total shareholders wealth creation of almost 2 billion of total consideration over the plan horizon. I would say, just to conclude with four very quick considerations. First of all, this is a plan which is already, I would say, a method in our kind of doing business, with a strong participation with of our colleagues, of our clients, of our territory, strengthened by the standards we will continue to adopt on an ESG. This is a plan that want to give an attractive remuneration over the years, growing over the years to our shareholders, fully confirmed together with the solid capital position with a V-shaped scenario. We want to stress the relaunch of the commercial profitability following both specialization from one side and fully omnichannel offer for the other part of our client. And finally, the enabler of all this will be the consistent IT and digital investment, which will enable the transformation of the bank and the sustainability in the future of the results we have presented to you. I am finished. Thank you for your patience. It was a very long presentation, but I hope it's worth to listen to what we wanted to give to you today. Thank you very much.